Your IQ is not damn smart you think you are. You will not compete with that. It will take you over. So in this century, we have been hit with the heliocentric thing, and we are every day, every time we turn around. Oh, what, don't we have pictures of the Earth from outer space? No, we have computer-generated images. That's what we have. If we went to the moon in 69 and 70 in there, we ought to have at least a decent camera on the moon. Don't you think we could pull that off? That was showing a 24/7 selfie of the Earth spinning. And anybody could be turn on their computer. It's not national security to watch the Earth spin. And we could all watch it. And we could take this Bible and throw it out. Because it's wrong. It's wrong. Okay? Do I hear something I shouldn't be hearing? So I love you people, and you got to know that. But I will not pander to one of you, or 20 of you, or 500 of you, because I got to get my crown. And I'm not going to shrink back from declaring anything. And no, I didn't see this one coming. God's sense of humor or something. It's a wicked one, I'll tell you that. See, it was covered up to me. Why didn't you get it? I didn't get it. Okay, excuse me. I feel bad enough about that. But whatever reasons, I didn't get that. I was like the rest of you. Somebody'd say flat earth, and we'd just poke fun at it and run off, and I didn't realize that there's some phenomenal books that have been written by people. They're in libraries and stuff, but I never checked it out. There is a movement on foot today. It's a growing one. Like it or not, get on board or stay off. There is a movement today. And an awakening about the lies we've been hit with. Well, I don't want to go to a church that's called a flat earth church because they'll just make fun of us. Well, what'd you come here in the first place for? Who cares what they make fun of? Whether it's the truth is whether it's the truth. And everybody who has to make that transition, and I knew it isn't easy for everybody. I made my own time. I took my own sweet time. I did. Some people are faster than me on things. Some people are slower. But I made my transition. When I go outside today and I walk around out there in my backyard, I'm not traveling 0.3 of a mile a second. I am dead fixed in one place. The earth cannot be moved. But the old one, it's spinning, you know, that speed, and 67,000 miles an hour, it's shooting through a vacuum called outer space. Really? That's moving. The last time I checked that, I can't even comprehend 67,000 miles an hour. Take the fastest jet or rocket we've got. That's nothing. That's a snail crawling, running up against a racehorse. It's nothing. And that's what we were told. They got this clock, don't they? They're liars. The whole area, see, if I was Satan, I can't fool you with religion. I'll fool you with science, dummy. I'll put this science stuff down on you, and you'll think it's great because it's science. It's called scientism. It's pseudoscience. Or as Trump says, fake news, fake science. Feed them fake science. Start them with the motion picture industry. Turn of the century. Go to your old theater, black and white, even before they had talkies. Universal Artists. Went the wrong way. Universal Artists spinning a spinning ball. Everywhere you turn. And we got NASA in 1958. I think something's real ironic about that. NASA, in the Hebrew, if you found a verb that said it sounded like NASA, there's one. It's the verb to deceive. And the first person that ever used the word deceive out of their mouth was Eve. The serpent deceived me. You know, I thought of that the other day. I thought, how did she know that word? Nobody had been around deceiving people. Wasn't it that there's just her and Adam anyway. They wouldn't have been deceiving each other on things. Where are you today? No, there was no deception. No deception. You know where she got that word? Yahweh. He's going to try to deceive you. If you're her shepherd and Adam's shepherd, you're telling them and giving them a heads up that the devil and the history behind the fall of Satan, and he's coming to get you. And that day will come. Apart from that, no more details. You just need to be, you need to have your guard up. Well, her guard wasn't up. She could talk to him. What's Yahweh know? I can enter into conversation with him. And we know the result. She's the one you need to call out in phase three. I'm just kidding. We'll rejoice in her and have fun. All right, what we have here is the origin of the... And this one happens to be okay. Modern geology says that there was originally one continent. Pangea, Earth, Greek for Earth, Hebrew Eretz. All one Earth, one deal. Not broken up like we have now. Of course, they said it happened over millions and millions and millions of years. They always do that. Millions and millions and millions and millions. Until your head's swimming. And everything we have in the Bible is just, it's the opposite. It's compressed. But I hope I've made that. I tried to make that point in the past too. Modern geology had to keep up with everything. We had to have all these ages of geology. And the earth was formed how many billion years ago? And it was a hot ball and it cooled down. And somehow it got an atmosphere. You want to have faith in that? I feel sorry for you. Okay, so you made big statements about all this in the past and ranted and raved. Eat your crow and move forward. That's how you get where you get. I've had to eat crow. It's not a pleasant thing to eat. But it's better than the alternative. Facing the Lord and facing phase three, your pastor taught you that. He made it clear how stupid all this other stuff was. You think evolution's stupid? Yes, it is. It is. There's no way. I don't even want to. It's just, this other is equally stupid. It's all a part of a package. To deceive the human race in the name of science. And to get them away from the living God. And to hide God. But if you have a dome over a flat earth, that's not spinning, with a North Pole in the dead center. And if you drew a straight line from that North Pole up past the North Star, the fixed star, you'd hit the throne of God and you wouldn't have to go way anywhere near what they say today. And it's all east and west around it. I'm going to get you some documentation that the computation for travel on the earth... Somebody's got Freedom of Information Acts that is predicated on a flat earth. What? Am I missing something? How can you calculate things on a flat earth if you're on a ball? Freedom of Information Act. Somebody's ran down some stuff on the NASA website. Why would they even use the word flat earth? Except in derision of the stupid fundies out there. Because if you have what I said, this figure, throne, the deal, the throne with the covering, the vault, dome, as it's translated in the Hebrew English version of their Old Testament, interesting, with pillars. Balls don't have pillars. Have you ever heard anybody come out and say, "We want to see the pillars on this ball"? I got basketball. I'm going to show you the pillars on this basketball. It's a getaway. Did you ever see a cornerstone on a ball? A foundation? I'm just asking. No. It's irrational. It's stupid. So where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth and laid its cornerstone? Job. Job says, how do you do that on a ball? It didn't happen on a ball. It's round. It's the way God made it. So we'll try to get more information to you. You do your own research. Knock yourself out. Instead of being mad all the time, upset, relax. And seek it like you did any other topic that might have given you difficulty. Because you will be glad you did. And once you break out of that, some things will just start coming together. So we have been brainwashed. Well, we're going to get the continent, and we're going to get some plants on this earth. That's pretty cool. And that would be. I'll let you go here in a second. That is going to be on day three. That'd be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Now, you were with me before, and you agreed, I think. I don't know what everyone thinks. I don't envy people. I don't want to be depressed. But you all realize these were 24-hour days. Not ages. That's nonsense. I didn't want to address that, because they didn't want the Bible to look bad, so they said, oh, these were ages. There were six ages, and then it was this. Jump off a cliff. You're an idiot. This is not the way it is. We're going to get to the third day, and we will find out why how God lifted up the big uplift of the and all in 24 hours. He did two things. First day with two things. Let's take our break.